Hey, C3 friends, it's Friday. Yay! Are you excited about Friday? Yeah, I'm not that excited about Friday. I look forward to Saturday night and Sunday because of church. Ephesians 4 is where we're at, and you're going to love the last three chapters of Ephesians. I'll tell you what, it is so chock full that I've got to admit to you, I don't even know really where to start because there's so much good stuff here. Now, chapter 4, basically the main themes of chapter 4 are church unity, growing up in your faith, and living like a Christian. So he's saying, be unified, and it's time to grow up. And one of the things that I like, and again, I could make this a 30-minute recording for today, but he says, if we are committed to becoming mature in our faith, he says in verse 14 and following, then we will no longer be infants. We don't want to be spiritual babies anymore. Tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. And so what he's saying here is, as we grow in our faith, we'll be able to differentiate between false teaching and biblical teaching. And so that's something that I am passionate about, is that our people are using the Word of God as their source of truth. Not that we can't ever read a book or listen to a sermon or a podcast. Not that we can't ever listen to a great teacher on TV or on the internet, but we've got to not be immature Christians who just drink the milk of everything that's out there, because there's so much out there that is just not biblical, or it's twisting biblical truths. So I got to tell you what stands out to me the most in this chapter from a personal point of view. And I may have shared this with you before. I know I've shared it with a lot of people. But the day before D'Lynn and I got married in 1995, my gramps came up to me. And my gramps was a man of few words. But he said, Tex, I've got one word of advice for you. He said, never let your head hit the pillow angry at your wife. And I said, thank you, Gramps, for that. I didn't realize at the time, I was 22 years old, I didn't realize just how biblical this was, because in essence, my grandpa was rephrasing part of the fourth chapter of Ephesians. It says in verse 26, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. My gramps quoted the 26th and 27th verses of Ephesians 4 the night before my wedding. I've never forgot that. And I tell people I can count on two hands the number of times in 27 years that D'Lynn and I have gone to bed mad at each other. Now, in full disclosure, there's been a lot of late nights over the years, or especially early in our marriage, where we just decided, because we're both stubborn, that we're going to work it out and we're not going to go to sleep until we've come up with some resolution. Maybe you need to hear that today. Or maybe you need to hear what probably the most famous verses of the fourth chapter of Ephesians are. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is useful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. So let's think about those two things. Let's think about anger, and let's, not just with our spouse, with anyone, let's think about anger and let's think about unwholesome talk. What would our life look like if we committed every day to God, that I will not let any unwholesome talk come out of my mouth today, but only what is useful for building others up according to their needs, Wow, would that change how we act, how that would change how people perceive us. And so that's my challenge for you today. If you struggle with anger with your spouse or with anyone else, don't let your head hit the pillow until you have dealt with that, until you've forgiven, until there's resolution, or at least there is forgiveness that happens. And commit to making sure that whatever comes out of your mouth is of God. And if Jesus were sitting right beside you, would you be saying it? That's a good way to filter out those unwholesome things. Whether it's the language we use, gossip, bitterness, whatever it is, just know these are ways that help us to become more spiritually mature, and in doing so, make us a better witness for Jesus. Have a great weekend.